everybody. It's Wednesday, and it is Angel Answers. We are the Sacred Embers team on Facebook. So welcome. And today is April 12th, 2023. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with Mary Hernandez and Peg Jones. Liz Sister is off tonight. Adriana Roman is off tonight. So we will be the three of us, and we will miss them, and especially Liz, because she's usually here, but so anyway, that's okay, and we'll have a great show. So I just want to read the bios, and before I do that, I just want to say hi, ladies, hi, angels, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and you?
Hello.
Doing okay. Yes, doing all right. Happy Wednesday. Here we are again, and it's our time, and it's a wonderful experience that we always have. So I'll just go ahead and read Liz Sister's bio, and it goes, Liz Sister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of the River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. And it is fabulous. I have to say, I recommend it. It's wonderful and beautiful. Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths, and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com with her, all of her wonderful things that she sells there. It's incredible. You can find all of us on the website of www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And all of our bios are in that Sacred Embers group on the website, and you can check everybody out and see what you are interested in. There's a variety of what these people do, what we offer. And it's pretty incredible, I have to say. And we have several other shows going on with all these amazing, talented people. So I'm just going to go ahead and share about them. There's one on Monday night that starts off the week, and it is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And that is headed by Catherine Peoples. And DC Love has joined the show. It's on Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's an incredible show. They have a lot of interesting information and a lot of healing stuff going on, things they talk about and things they do. And it's really worth listening to. I really recommend it. Also, Lynn Bleasdell, she's on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific Standard, 3 p.m. Eastern. And that show is called Enter the Light. She heads that show, and the other hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, and Linda Irwin. They have another great show. It's very, very interesting. I highly recommend it on Sunday, 12 noon Pacific time. Then the other show is called The Lighthouse. They just had one. It was really incredible, and they will be posting it from time to time whenever they're on. It's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. It's a beautiful show. And then our show, of course, Angel Answers, on Wednesday. So here we are, and I will just go ahead and share a little bit about myself, and then I'll pass it right over. So Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And most of my time on these social medias, I'm putting up either poems or just a lot of posts. And the poems, I am trying to link up with people who write songs and music, people, et cetera, or any other type of venue that might be able to use my poetry. That's what I'm trying to do. I have used it for other places, and it's worked out really well. So it's something that I just love to do. I love to write. I love to write poetry. And so anyway, it comes out in my readings, too. When I give readings, they just naturally come out for people. So with my readings, I share animal totems. They come out naturally too. They just come through immediately when I start doing readings for people. And also predictions are another thing that I do, and that I work on that also as a separate thing, not just for readings, but just as a separate thing for world protection and things like that. They're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. So that's something that's a work in progress that all the time. I enjoy doing that too. I'm not really sure, what people are thinking of them, but truly, I try not to give my opinion. I try to just truly give what I'm being told. So anyway, that's my agenda, and so I'm going to pass it right over to Peg.
Yep. Oh, hi. I'm
Peg Jones.
Hi. I'm an angelic life coach. It's been a beautiful day here. I truly enjoyed the warmer weather. I think I have too much sun. I'm an angelic life coach. I'm a energy healer and sound healing student, I guess. And I channel the angels, and I also work in the Akashic Records. I studied with Linda Howe years ago, and I also have a certificate in mindfulness, hypno-mindfulness, and I just like working with people, helping them to see the possibilities in their life through messages from their angels, and just helping them to see things in a different light if they choose to. Really kind of where I'm at right now.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I also want to add there, Peg, that those tuning forks, you've done healing for me. And once you go live, I mean, everyone should try a healing session with Peg Jones, because she's an amazing, I mean, those tuning forks were just unbelievable. I mean, I felt everything. I felt the shift. And I felt like ever since I've done a healing session with Peg, I feel so much better, like things are aligning and things are matching up to where I want to be. So I just, I can, once she goes live, just book. And I'm sure you're going to share, right, when you go live, Peg?
Oh, I will. Yep.
Okay,
hopefully
perfect. That's
yep.
Awesome. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I am an intuitive empath, Reiki master, and an ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. I'm also a candle creator, and I create Mother Mary healing candles, which are infused with love, light, and healing. And I also do Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the seven chakras. And I do mini readings, 15-minute readings. I do different types of reading, like an intuitive. And I'm also channeling now your higher self or your guides, trans-channeling, which is something I've been doing in my recent readings for people that have booked with me. So if you'd like to book a reading with me, you can contact me at via my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my business name is spelled T-H-E-E. So it's the. And that's it. About me, and then I pulled a card for the collective, but I also had a message that I got from George Lewis yesterday. He's an astrologer, and I'm not sure if you ladies have heard of him, but he's amazing, and he was just saying that which we already know we're going through massive changes that are happening in our lives and across the world, across the universe. So it's connecting. He was advising that it's great to connect to our inner pyramid. So, and I saw that, and it's so amazing because
I've been connecting.
I actually have an Organi that I bought, and I've been selling them. I haven't posted it on my website, but that's one of the things I've been selling, and they're shaped like a pyramid, and they're like healing, you know, Organis, which they have like crystals and copper coils and the flower of life. So I haven't posted those yet, but I just wanted to say that it's so ironic that, you know, I ended up buying that for clients this month, you know, for all my pop-ups that I do here in my state of Ohio. So I just wanted to put it out there, you know, like if you have one, you can connect with the pyramid and or even visualize a pyramid in front of you and or while you're meditating and just connect within. And another message I had was I pulled a card for the collective and it was I am worthy. I am enough and I am worthy of receiving everything I desire. I do not need to prove myself to those who would seek to diminish me. I am worthy. So, and I'll post that for everyone as well. So I just wanted to share that because I thought it was so amazing, that message, you know, because with all the changes in all the planetary changes, there's, you know, we're feeling like even for us light workers, we're going through a lot of changes, massive, not only everyone. I mean, we're all light workers. I mean, that's one thing that everyone should realize is that we're all light workers and we can all do this. It's just we've been programmed to forget who we truly are. So it's just awakening that in you and remembering who you truly are. And you're a divine being made of love. You know, it's all love. And I just wanted to coincide the card with what's going to happen in the next 2 days. You know, astrologically, Venus forms a square to Saturn in Pisces, which is bringing the spotlight on fears of scarcity and isolation. It challenges surrounding self-love and self-worth and beliefs of being unlovable or undeserving of healthy relationships and financial securities. So again, you know, that's why this card is so important. I picked the card first and then I went to check what I wanted to discuss about. And of course, that's what's happening now, you know, in 2 days, you know, feeling, having, so knowing that you are worthy of everything that you're receiving, you know, and not having the lack mentality where you're lacking. Always feel abundant. We're all abundant in love. You know, we're all one. We're not different from one another. We're all one. And it's just showing each other compassion and love is really important. So I just wanted to share that. And that was my message for tonight. I know Jan usually has her beautiful poems, and then Peg will probably share something soon. So I'll just switch it over to Jan for her poems, and then Peg, if you'd like to share something, you can.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, that's Mary. Peg has incredible poems. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that message was so neat because, Kinetsi, I am worthy, that card, that is so right on because
yes.
I'll tell you, you know, no matter how many, like, accolades or how far we've gone in things or, you know, things like that, that message applies still to everyone because we can, you know, we can come down at, people can feel down at any time because there's just so much in the world. There's so much going on. Our emotions, anything, the food we eat, relationships can, you know, if you're not if you're not working on it, or if you're not, you know, be aware of things, if you're not protecting yourself, boom, I mean, you can come down so fast, and it doesn't matter where you are in life. I mean, I'm not saying that, well, I won't go on, but I'm just saying that I'm worthy card was excellent. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that.
You're welcome, yes. And it's a reminder for everyone, right? Because there's always a time where we don't feel worthy of what we're receiving, and we just need to, and sometimes we need to be open too. Sometimes we just don't want to receive. We're always giving, and it's so hard to receive. I was one person that was always a giver, and when I was receiving, I would be like, no, I'll pay for it, and, or I'll do it, you know, and say no, or when I'm being gifted, I felt like the need to, like, re-gift. No, it's just receiving. Receiving is the same thing as giving. You know, it's it opens up that flow of in and out. As you give, you shall receive. You know, and you don't you don't give to receive, but that's what happens karmically, because, you know, when you give with your heart and soul, not expecting anything in return, it'll come back, you know, nicely. So I love that. So, yeah, I love this card, and I'll post it for everybody, because I think it's just a reminder that we're all worthy of everything we're receiving, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I will just go ahead and share my poems, and I hope I don't have too many, because I don't want to take up so much time, but because we do have a lot of people here waiting to call in. So, okay, this one starts, a miracle to behold. Step out of our comfort zone, a time to grow, take a chance, let go. New beginnings, releasing the old, dare to stretch and breathe deeply for a miracle to behold. And this is called Wild Beast. While fighting a wild beast or boar, don't become one yourself. Become a dove and soar. Fly above it and get out of its way. If you delay, it may have its way. Spread your wings and take the high road. Let God relieve you of this heavy load. Pray for shielding and imagine this all around. White light and angels, there is no more beast to be found. Ask for the heavenly hosts for help and protection. Watch how the predator may receive a divine connection. Angels are all around. Hold hands with others to keep you strong. Have faith while all become safe. It won't be too long. And this one's called, today I was trying to work on a new poem, and what was coming in were all about children. I mean, I wrote about three poems about children, so I'm just going to read this one. But, that's like a strong, it was like such a strong thing to write about kids. So it goes, it's called Where Do the Children Begin? And it goes, let's see, Where Do the Children Begin? How do we keep them protected and strong? How do we keep them natural? How have things gone so wrong? Where do the children begin? And where does the bullying and terrorism end? Let's keep the children in loving and safe hands. It's their innocence we must defend. Where do the children begin? It starts with the parents. It starts with the schools. It starts with a higher power. Where are the good rules? Where do the children begin? I'm sorry you have been so targeted. I'm sending a prayer for all of them. And I didn't finish the poem. Oh, God. Anyway, that's how that was. And this is called Bruce's Birthday Month. Between the veil, their spirits still touch and will never part. They are brother and sister and sense each other so much. And this is called Sacred Ritual. This is how I do my work. I spend time in moments to hours in deep concentrations and receptive senses, trance-like meditations, to fill my mind, my heart, my spirit with other dimensional modes and inspirers of communication, a mode made out of calm and a subtle vibration so that I can hear with more profound clarity the words and messages coming through, to see with a vision of pictures, symbols, and locations to view. from the heavenly host to feel in my body and senses and all that is needed for more proficient awareness, to know, to smell, to taste. They are my witness. Together, these bring a total spiritual alignment and are true and elemental as I prepare and do my work, sacred rituals. And this one says, higher dimensions come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service, and integrity, and from divine superpowers. And this one is called Soul Ties Love Poem. It's about soul ties. It's about connection. It's about self-respect. It's about divine feminine and divine masculine. It's about frolicking in the wind. It's about being committed for some who don't want it to end. It's about being friends. It's about sharing love and being love. It's about freedom. It's also from above. Okay? And this one says, I am wild and free. Let the spirit carry me. The dance still lives in my soul abundantly. And this one says, I'll meet you there, only joy. I'll meet you there where peace and love reign on the land. No fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy. Where people and animals are hand in hand. And this is called a pack of sunflowers. I was mobbed by a pack of sunflowers. They wouldn't let me go until I smiled their smiles. Then I became mellow yellow for hours and hours and miles and miles. And this one goes, you don't. You don't have to say anything to anyone about anything that you don't want to. You don't have to say anything about yourself, about anything, anytime, anywhere, any place, with anyone, ever, unless you want to. And this one says, shine on me. Shine on me. Let the divine rays permeate my soul. I let it in. Bathe me in this light. Heal me as I feel it begin. And this was silly. It's a piece of paper that I have up at my brother and sister-in-law wrote, and then my husband Steve wrote a little bit, and I still don't get it. So it goes, I feel more like I do now than I did when I first got here. And then my husband wrote, I feel more like I do then when I first got here than I do now. So whatever. I just put that in there for fun. And this one says, don't take blame for what is not yours. Don't take on others' shame or negative karma. Some will try to put it on you. Walk in peace. Shake it off. It was never yours. Stay with your own dharma. And this one says, it's not where you were. It's where you are going. Stay in the present. Step into the future. And this one says, this sign is back. Peace is cool. Hate is whack. The heart needs to rule. This sign is back. And the last one is called Possibilities. In this light, my face shines, and I can see the possibilities, and for that, I am grateful. In this light, I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace to let go of anything hateful. And that's that. There we go.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love them all, and I enjoy reading them every day when I post them.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, many people. Appreciate it. I'm sure.
Thank you.
So, I have two poems, and then I thought I'd just share a little bit of light language.
Perfect.
Awesome.
This is called The Dance of the Fairies. The dance of the fairies on a sunny day, dancing all around a beautiful garden near the bay. The dance of the butterflies on a sunny day, dancing all around the garden down by the bay. The dance of the lightning bugs on warm, breezy nights, showing their light bodies as they all take flight. The dance of the fairies, pretty and light, show their faces to all with all their might. The dance of the butterflies as they dance through the field, dancing in unison, never having to yield. They are such a pretty sight to see. It is a pleasure to me watching them dance and feeling so free in the merry month of May down by the bay.
Oh,
and,
I love it.
This is called Thinking of You. Sitting upon a cliff, looking over of you. I think of the days I spent with you. I remember the waters crashing on shore, the birds singing their songs of lore, the seagulls sharing their loud bursts of noise. Today I am free and I am alive. Then the angels are with me, helping me to live. They come to speak of the beauty that is ever so present, the joy, the peace, the songs of nature that are in my view. And today I sit here thinking of you. I wish that you were next to me, but that can't happen. And yet I feel so free. I know you are here, but I can't see you now. I feel your touch as I sit here by the sea. I can hear your voice and what you are saying to me. So thank you, dear friend. I will never forget. We will be together like when we first met.
Oh, so, that's so beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Peg, I love that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So a little bit of light language, as I always say, for light language, to have an intention for yourself or for the collective or for the world or whatever. And here goes. Nene e le neki kanamana oi ina ka I babana a e neke ko ina mani na mana oi I kanama bana kala e ne I ka I bubui I neke ko ina kale biri ki ko amane ke bile ke oi ina kanamo I kala bi aneke ko le bibi ki noi ina mana ke ale bi moi ina kanama ala bala ina kakale ina emene ki kele bi mo ina kana o e ne ke. That's it.
Oh, neat. It's beautiful. I love it.
That was
thank
beautiful.
I love the
thank
cave,
you.
All the caves. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know what it means, but I feel like it's no matter what, remain in your heart, you know, even when
mm-hmm.
it's hardest to try to do that, and to not be afraid to speak with your angels or your guides, even if you're not sure if you're actually speaking with them, but to know they're there for you, and maybe this is for those that aren't sure. You know, I think a lot of people are, but I also think a lot of people wonder, too. So I feel like they're just asking us to trust and to believe, you know, because they are here for us.
Awesome.
That's it.
I totally agree.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what, Peg, I just wanted to let you know that today, right before, I was thinking of sharing a fairy poem, and
uh-huh.
I was thinking, oh gosh, I wonder which one I should share. I really feel like I want to, and then all of a sudden I was told not to share it. Don't share any today. That's exactly, and here you are, because you shared a beautiful, because you shared one. Isn't that neat?
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was I'd written that in 2011. And I basically forgot mm-hmm. about it because I really don't work a lot with the fairies, but for some
mm-hmm.
reason, I just wrote a poem about it, you know? So
yeah.
maybe
mm-hmm.
I do work with them and I don't know. So maybe that light language was for me too. But so all good.
That is beautiful. Yes. Thank you. And I felt that in my third eye, Peg, so that was really beautiful.
Very good. That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So are you ladies ready to start teaching callers? Because I'm sure they're like just waiting. We have like a lot of callers on tonight, which is amazing. So
yes.
Thank you all. So I'm going to start taking
mm-hmm.
calls. Okay. Area
mm-hmm.
code 630, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Dion.
You're welcome. Dion? Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Dion.
Yeah, so I'm working on this documentary, and I just noticed today that it's, like, way longer than I even thought in my mind it was going to be, but that's okay. And then when I turned my computer off, I was checking, and, like, the one person that's, like, the main person, his girlfriend, like, started, like, snitching because it's, like, a murder for hire. And so I'm wondering, is this it? Is this when the story turns to the... Because I've been writing it this whole time and nobody's been arrested yet. And then, like, I kind of got all excited here about an hour ago. So I'm like, let me call and see what messages are surrounding it.
Okay.
Sure. So, Dion, this is Jan. And I'm going to just give you the animal mostly to see what, because that's what I see right away. And let's see what the animal's message might be referring to. I don't really do a reading on here like I do like my normal readings. I just give animals, which is part of a reading, but it's not the whole thing. You know, it's just part of it. So... The leopard came to mind immediately when you started talking. Yeah, it's a leopard, those black spots. Just immediately when you're talking, and it says, take some time in solitude, preferably in nature, for a full day. Be sure to pace yourself by providing times of rest and play during any intense cycles. Whatever goal you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed, or this may interfere with its achievement. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams, visions, or feelings. A secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. This is a time for expressing yourself passionately in whatever you do. With persistence and steadiness, you'll attain your goal. Your intuition is heightened at this time. So pay close attention to your feelings and trust them. I mean, I think that is just, like, wow, intense. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like, you're going to be, yeah, like, this, you've been working hard on this, and you're going to be able to foresee events in through dreams and visions or feelings, and probably they're saying not to, well, see, I'm into that, too, not to talk about it too much to a lot of people, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to, it's okay to talk about it, but not, I would just be careful about that. That I am so, so particular about stuff like that, about cases. You know, I don't even mention it in my opening anymore on the radio because, I guess I'm just real fussy about it. I don't want anybody knowing that I'm working on them because they're dangerous. And I'm not saying that you're in danger. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're getting a message here from this animal that I'm seeing so vivid for you that it says, be sure to pace yourself, whatever goal. Do not reveal too much about it until it's completed. And so, you know, I'm just saying, just be careful, and I don't think it's completely over yet, is what I'm feeling. It also says that you're born with extraordinary awareness, and you accomplish more with short-term goals, punctuated with periods of rest. You have an air of mystery about you, et cetera, et cetera. You're a sensitive person, enjoying anything that's tactile and sensual. You're a very giving person, too. And you have an extraordinary gift of awareness. I think you know a lot more about this case than you're giving yourself credit. I think you know a lot more about it. And I would just be the message that I'm getting in general is just to be careful with this case and not talk about it to too many people. You're talking about it on the radio, I understand. And I think we're the right people to talk to because I'm trying to tell you to be careful and to not talk to too many people about this, really. Just, you know, I know you have to talk to people about it because you're interviewing and you're trying to figure it out and all that. And so that's understandable. But I think you've gotten a lot of information, and it may be that you're not quite done yet, but I think your part is almost done. That's what I'm feeling. You don't have that much more. You've done your part with this case, and you've done
okay.
a good job. That's what
that's
I think.
That's good.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and just pass it right over to Peg.
Hello. And can you tell me what your name is again?
My name is Dion.
And what was your question?
Well, I'm writing a documentary on a murder for hire, and I just wanted to find out, like, where I'm at with the case. Like, is the murderer going to be caught soon, or, you know, obviously I have anxiety over that.
Okay. Well, to be honest, I don't really do a lot of work with query. So, to be honest, I think I'm just going to have to pass on this. It's just
okay.
not something that I really, you know, work in. So maybe Mary has a few more answers for you.
Hi. Hi, Dion. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Well, I'm going to pick, I picked a card from the postcard from Spirit for you that just jumped out for you and jumped out of the deck. So I'm giving you that message because it's something that you need to hear. And then I also was getting Jan a deer for Dion.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's intuitive also. So, Dion, this is the message
awesome.
For you. It says, "Dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. Believing the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take that first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar. You'll be so glad you did because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported." And in the back it says, "Celebrate life," and it's a beautiful angel. And as Peg was talking about earlier in the show, you know, connecting to your angels, you know, thinking, you know, always knowing they're there for you because it's, they're always around, you know, to ask questions and they'll give us answers in different ways, you know, whether through synchronicity numbers, you know, like 111, 222, 1111, you know, we'll ask a question and then, you know, kind of wait for that response. And I usually work with my angels where I'd like to see synchronistic numbers for a yes in threes, where they need to show me within, if I'm driving, three synchronistic numbers as a response for a yes. And if it's no, then that means I don't see not one single angel number on the road. So that's how I work with my angels. And, you know, they give me that intuitive advice with the angelic numbers as well. So I hope that helped, Dion. You know, it was so
definitely.
And definitely, I know you needed to hear this. you know, that you have infinite potential as well. And, you know, it's really important to know that sometimes going a different way, something new, doing something new and something different is going to, you know, reap better rewards than doing something that's regularly done, you know. So going a different route, I'm saying.
No. That's good because, like Jan said, that my part's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, okay, well, what do I do after that?
Yeah. So you know what? So connect with your angels. Ask them tonight that you want to hear from them and ask them to guide you through angel numbers. Because, I mean, there's always a reason why I'm always telling people and why the ladies, Peg mentioned angels, right? I mean, our show is called Angel Answers, so we do connect with the angels. But the thing is asking them that question, and they're going to show you, like, all these synchronistic numbers. I already see them coming through for you where you're going to pay attention to those numbers and then write down the meanings of them, because that really helps with, you know, with the guidance. You know, sometimes we receive the guidance through the angelic realm where they're giving us numbers. They'll tell us you're on the right path, or take a leap of faith, or, you know, big major changes are coming. You know, you're a big manifester. 1111 is like your, you know, manifesting your dreams. So make sure that you write them down. So, you know, there's different numbers and different meanings, and just working with them, that the first number that you find a meaning for, that's the one you're going to pick. So they're going to make sure that that's the one, that the meaning they're going to give you. So I just wanted to leave you with that, and I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you so much, all of you.
You're welcome, Dion, and make sure to give us a call when you finish that documentary.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Have a
you,
good night.
Dion, for calling us. I do appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, great. That's awesome. All right, great first caller.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to keep going on. So our next caller, let's see. Area code 651, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hello.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I got some assistance with my rent where I'm moving, and I'm just wondering, is everything going to work out financially for April, and just the energy surrounding that and how that's going to go up at my new apartment?
Okay. Okay, I'll let Jen give you the spirit animal.
Yeah. Okay, so yes. Hi, Christiana. It's Jan. Thanks, Mary. So I'm seeing the dog, a Doberman Pinscher, right away. Have you had any connections with those kind of dogs? Let's see. Dog.
No, but I often get that and told about a dog in spirit.
You often get the dog?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. And I'm seeing a Doberman too. I had a Doberman and she's passed. So let's see, the dog says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. And it's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those who are closest to you. Give your loyalty to those who love and cherish you. And your loyalty is one of your biggest assets. You do your best work when you serve humanity. You thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. If you're facing difficulty and challenge, you might feel like giving up, but remember that you're going to make it. You're going to make it through. So the dog is giving you a lot of support here. And I didn't really hear all the stuff about your apartment. You're asking if you're going to be able to make it through this month of April. Is that what
yeah,
you asked?
Yeah, I mean, I think I will. I think I will, but it's kind of cool, so I'm just wondering what you all
I think you will. I think you will, too. Did you mean about the rent, getting the rent for the month of April?
Yeah, as far as I know, I have just barely enough. I'm short maybe a few dollars, but I'm sure I can resolve that.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you will resolve that. Because I think what's going to happen is that you're going to really look, you're really going to work on it. And things are going to come through for you. And that's what the dog was saying. So I would have faith in that and take that with you and know that you're going to make it through. I think you will. So good luck and hang in there. I'm going to give it right over to Peg.
Hi, Ashley. I mean, I'm sorry. What was your name?
Christiana.
Pardon me?
Christiana.
Oh, Christiana, yes. I'm sorry, yes. So I got the card from the Sacred Creators Oracle, Manifesting and Doing. So I thought I'd read that for you because it may give you some insight. Essential meaning, making things happen, changing your life, consistent practice, communicating your intention, manifesting miracles, tapping into your intelligent heart. Self-care message is doing half the work, believing it needs to be hard, not trusting in your creator abilities. Hoping for busy instead of happy, trying to manifest without doing the actual work. Complexity is an illusion. Actualizing desire doesn't have to be difficult or elaborate. It doesn't need to take years to unlock, and it certainly isn't meant to be restricted to a few lucky individuals. As a creator soul, it's your birthright to learn how to shape your reality, manifest this wish, and forge your future. Your will, your desire, and your action are natural manifestation tools that you've been gifted. So use them. Be consistent. Focus on this blessing. Take action. Align your energies through patterns with the desires in your heart and allow it to be easy. Don't get caught up in rules that may trap you into thinking you don't know how to do this properly. The card is here to remind you that you're a brilliant manifester and you can accomplish this. Put your energy into doing the actual thing and creating because you're already ready and already healed and already on the cusp of bringing this miracle into your life. Form your intention with certainty and clarity and let it pour out of your intelligent heart. The universe is listening now. Let's see.
Excellent.
So it's trust, it's almost like it's trusting in the universe and doing what you need to get done as far as helping you get through the month too, and just trusting your guides and your angels too. But I feel like they would like you to, make the connections that you may need to make for this month, and they will back you, and support you too. So it's trusting in yourself and trusting in your guides and your angels. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Okay, so I got a yes, just like Jan did, and also.
Oh, good.
I wanted to let you know to let go of the fear relating to that. You know, not having enough, because when we're in lack, that's all we're gonna draw to us is lack. So just, I know it's hard sometimes to think. Abundance when you're feeling the opposite, but just saying every day, my bank is full of money. Like my bank balance is like X amount of money. You know, all my bills are paid. Even if they're not, just putting it out to the universe that they are, and having that positivity really, really helps in manifesting everything and attracting everything to us. So basically, you're attracting whatever it is that you're feeling. So if you're feeling lack, you're going to attract lack, more to be lack of, like to feel lack of, not having enough. And then I picked a card for you, and the card says, "Dearest you, there are times when loss is a part of life. Sometimes a loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes a loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, your experience is asking you to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in destructive ways. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has passed, ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all." And we've been giving that message, and that's the message of like Easter and everything that we're going through, this massive awakening in this universe. It's all about love heals all. Love is all there is. You know, if you have love and compassion for others and yourself especially, everything works out beautifully. You know, in divine timing, everything has to do with divine time as well. And it says, "We are loving you and sending you love always and forever." And in the back, there's a butterfly, and it says, "You are magic." So, Christiana, knowing that you can create magic just like, and manifest it, right? Manifest what it is that you want to attract into your life. And that's magic. You know, it's just working with the universe. And then the other card that I pulled for you was from the I Am Affirmations, and it's, "I am discerning. I love myself enough to say no to people and situations that don't serve my highest good. I am discerning." So those are your two cards. I hope that's helped, Christiana. And just be positive. Everything is going to work out. You know, just you're going to manifest it. Just think it as it's already done. Like the money is already in your bank account to be paid for. Like not even saying that you're off a few dollars. It's all completed. It's ready to be paid. And you'll see. I mean, this is a time where we're going through major, like I said, like all these planetary, all these planets are just moving, and soon we're going to go in retrograde. And it's just, you know, it's just knowing that all these changes are coming because we need to change how we're thinking. We're able to manifest so much and create so much with our consciousness, and we don't know that. And that's what, you know, a lot of us lightworkers are waking up to help others realize how powerful we all are. We're like major manifestors. Everyone is. It's just we need to be connect to our heart, and that's how. And I did something this weekend with Shivananda. He's the avatar of love, and he looks identical to Jesus. And I did a workshop with him this weekend with Easter, and it was just that's what he was talking about. Just if we're in like the heart space, everything that we create is with love, with our heart. That's where it starts. You know, it's not so much as the other chakras. It's more the heart chakra. It's the main focus of everything, of creation, of love, of compassion. And it's just amazing. I could keep on going, Christiana. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you with that. Okay. One. Yeah, we'll keep everything.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome, Christiana. Bye.
That was so beautiful.
That was. I know. These words just come because it's just, I feel so like, you know, I've gone through major changes these past few weeks and taken, you know, Shivananda's little workshops here and there. I've done four with him so far. And it's been such a magical experience.
Wow.
And I keep sharing for everyone to try to, you know, log in at the same time, you know, and join, because he had like an Easter one, and it was just so magical. It was so beautiful. It was just like I felt in the presence of Jesus, and he looks like Jesus. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can look him up, Shivananda, and he's amazing. He does one-on-one sessions. He does, you know, Q&As. He's doing once-a-month calls, too, just to give back to the community and help with healing. So it's been a magical experience with him, you know, and knowing that I feel like the connection to all there is with him is just amazing, you know. And it's not only me. Everybody feels it in his presence. Like, even through a Zoom, you feel love. And you feel like that. It's like Jesus.
What's his name?
Shivananda.
Shivananda. Yeah, I've heard. I know.
You know who he is, right? I've posted a lot about him in the recent weeks, because I knew this Easter portal. He does things around Easter time, and I just wanted to be in there and just share it with everyone that I could, you know, because it was just so magical for me. The first time I met him with the Stargate, again, with the Stargate community that I've been a part of for over a year now, you know, they bring all these intuitives, all these amazing light workers in, like, and they brought the Arcturian, Vivian Gervais. She was I was activated as an Arcturian with coding with the Stargate. So, you know, it's just so many magical things have been happening, and you know, I've just been, you know, so busy doing that, but also wanting to teach it back as I'm learning and getting codes, and I just want to teach it back and help others, you know, awaken to who they really are, you know, because we're all magical
beings.
That's
nice.
So,
that's really neat, Mary.
Yeah. So I'm going to go on to our next caller.
Okay.
Area code 773, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I've been dealing with someone that ripped me off online, and it's been going on for 6 months. It's just getting mentally exhausting. This person is lying, defaming me online, all kinds of other stuff. But I can't let it go because She also, I found out she also ripped off 15 other people.
Oh, boy.
And it's like she's a zombie. Like, every time I get one step ahead legally or do something, then she just hops out of nowhere and starts ranting, raving, calling me up, screaming, changing her phone number online, saying she doesn't live at the address, the business address that I posted, all this other garbage. So she's just causing, she's caused like 6 months of distress.
Wow.
And she's an animal rescue, and I paid to adopt a cat, and she took my money and never got the cat out of the shelter. He was almost killed for space. So this is just unacceptable to me. This person is vile and unethical and just destructive. And I need to continue with this, but it's also very, very mentally exhausting. I don't know why this happened or why I'm the one to have figured it out, but I need to get justice, and I want this person out of my life. I don't really know what else to do except keep pushing it forward legally as much as I can. Do you have any suggestions?
Hmm. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So I'm hearing something completely different here. First thing I see, very, very first thing I see, I don't know what this may mean to you, is a teepee. I see a teepee here. This may be a past life thing with or something that's going on. That's why it's coming to you. You're wondering what it is. I usually don't go into the past lives too much unless people actually ask me. But I do see a teepee. I do see a teepee. And I see a cobra snake. And so you can take that any way you want. I'm seeing the cobra snake standing
it's
up,
her.
Ready to pounce, ready to boom. You know, that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought this may be talking about her, the way she is,
mm-hmm.
and and exactly the way I'm seeing the snake is that it's up. Standing up, ready to pounce. Let me read the snake and let me tell you what I hear to do right away. The message I got. But the cobra says, you have a profound connection to goddess energy, particularly to Isis. Expect an awakening and heightening of your intuitive abilities that will serve you well when it comes to making decisions. You're faced with an important choice right now, to be sure to strike when the time is right. And don't hesitate when your gut tells you it's time. Take some classes in Kundalini yoga. After a few classes, notice the difference in how it makes you feel. Dance by turning on some slow music and allowing yourself to enjoy some free-form movements. Keep your eyes and your senses open and alert, and don't be blinded to illusions perpetrated by others, which is what you're going through. Let's see. You carry yourself with an air of nobility and dignity. You have a gift of being able to look beyond the appearances of another person and into the soul, which can be a little intimidating by others. You trust your instincts to dictate what you should do in any situation that's questionable or where there's any doubt. But you need to guard yourself carefully also is what they're saying also. Now I know that you're pushing on this legally. So she never got the cat out. Is that what it is? You paid her money and she didn't get the cat out for you. Is that
correct?
You wanted to rescue the cat and take it home. Is that what it was?
Correct.
And then, so she never gave it to you?
She never picked him up. She made arrangements for someone to get the cat and bring the cat to her. And then she canceled, and a month later I found out that she canceled because she found somebody else to do it for free. But she told me she wanted more money, so I sent her more money, and she still never picked up the cat. And I figured it all out. It took me 3 months of quietly doing detective work, speaking to people and posting online to find out what happened.
Oh my gosh. And
yeah,
then
so,
and she never
yeah.
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not only me, but what she did to this animal who didn't deserve it. Somebody else took the animal. I know where he is, and that's a different story. But
okay.
The point is, this person is just destructive, and she's taking
yeah.
advantage of people. And I just for one thing, I just cannot understand how someone can be so cruel.
People do terrible. I mean, I know. there's people in the world that do these terrible things, that do
mm-hmm.
illegal things and not nice things, and
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to believe that they could, you know?
Right.
Because
right.
it's not in our scope. It's not in our scope. We don't do things like that, but people do. And
right.
I'm sorry that you've had anything to do with it. I'm really getting a weird, not a good vibe off of this person. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they're saying to stay away from her, just to walk away. But this is up to you. I know that you're pushing it legally, and she deserves to be legally dealt with
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am getting the vibe or the into. The message for you to stay away from her. She's not,
mm.
I mean, to, she's a, it's, she's not good to be around for you or anyone
right.
At this time.
Right.
Like it
right.
could be like, she hasn't given you anything, and she keeps trying to rip you off. I mean, and it's just terrible what she's doing. I would go to the authorities. Have you done that and put her in, you know, told them about her and what she's done and all that? Put a file on her.
I
okay.
have, and they're all laughing about it, saying, "Oh, this is just, you're just an old lady crying about a cat you didn't get." And that's not it. They're not doing their job. So, like, I have
yeah.
a plan.
Yeah.
I have something else in plan now. Somebody else to contact.
Okay.
And I think that plan is going to work. But the point is, this person is. I think she's dangerous. I think she's destructive.
That's what I think too. You exactly. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that the girl is dangerous. And
yeah.
they're telling
yeah.
me to tell you to stay away from her. I mean, if you, I know you want to get her, and she needs to be gotten. But
yes,
honestly, I'm getting the message that you shouldn't. That I don't want to tell you shouldn't, because I know you want to. But they're saying get away from her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Don't. It's not even. It's like, take your losses. I know she's a creep and done this to you, but they're saying protect yourself and just walk away. But
mm-hmm.
you don't, you know, you do what you want to do. But I am getting
mm-hmm.
that she is dangerous, and
mm-hmm.
it might be to
mm-hmm.
your benefit to just let somebody else do this dirty work for you, so you don't have
mm-hmm.
to do it. Is what I'm saying,
exactly.
because she's going to keep
exactly.
going. She's going to keep going,
yes.
and. Somebody else may do this, and I'm getting that this is not for you to do, because
mm-hmm.
she's. I think it's just not going to be a nice thing for you at all. You don't need
mm-hmm.
it. You've had enough,
mm-hmm.
and she's gonna get found out, is what I'm feeling. I mean, she's
mm-hmm.
gonna, you know, so, you know, they're gonna get her eventually. But I'm hearing that you don't need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what I'm getting. The ladies may have a different attitude or, you know, different messages, but this is what I'm getting right away. And when you said she was dangerous, I had heard that immediately, that she was dangerous. And then they said, stay away from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, just take this message as one message and then go on to hear what the other ladies say. And
okay,
you know
thank
what
you.
I mean? And
yes.
ultimately... You have the choice of what you want to do.
Okay.
So I'll just hand you right over to Peg, and I wish you luck. I wish you prayers, and please be careful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
This is Peg, and everything that Jan said, I heard too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just walk away and just forget about it. Let someone else deal with it. You've told people. But I am wondering if there's some way, was this cat in a shelter?
Yes.
So can you contact the people at the shelter? Can they do anything about it?
No. No.
Okay.
They gave me the records, and I know who took him, and I know where the cat is, and that's a separate issue that's being handled by a lawyer.
Okay.
So we know what's going on with that. But the point is, this is the woman who started it and who's continuing to, you know, just harass me online and all this other nonsense.
Yeah, I'm just hearing block her completely and walk away.
Okay.
Because she's dangerous, and you don't need that kind of energy in your life. No one does, you know, in any way. And just chalk it up to, you know, a learned lesson and move on. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And, you know, there are, if you're interested in angels, I know a really good angel that I've talked about before is Archangel Jeremiah, and he's helpful in surrender to what to be. But he also gives us hope, and he helps us with forgiveness, and maybe in some way it's forgiveness of yourself for being led down this, you know, this game that she's playing, but also for the person too. You know, she has a lot of problems, and you don't need to be in that energy at all. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
There was a card that I got that was called Conscious Steps, you know, so it's you making conscious steps of going beyond what has happened, you know, considered action, looking forward, you know, looking forward to a life that you really want for yourself, you know, and, you know, sometimes we, especially today, especially if it's online, we really have to do our research, you know, to be sure that all is
legitimate,
viable, you know.
Exactly.
So that something like that, not quite to that extent, but something like that was attempted with me almost a month ago, and I walked away completely. I just blocked the person and forgot about it, you know. So I understand, you know, kind of what you dealt with. So I wish you a lot of luck, and I'm sure Mary has some good information too for you.
Okay.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Mary. I love the reading you got so far, and I have to say I totally agree, because I was getting also stay away, but the first word that I heard was love, right? That's all I've been talking about tonight. It's about love, being in the heart space. And I was like, okay, so then and also it's about forgiving, right? Because we need to forgive and just let it go. Because like, I do feel like that's not a good situation at all for you to pursue. And I know you want to make sure that it doesn't happen to others, but yeah, I agree with the ladies. I definitely don't agree that you should continue pursuing it. And just give it love. Like when there's things that we want to like pursue, like today, okay, I'm going to give you a little insight. Today, someone hit my car in my parking lot, and I'm watching it out my window in my complex, and I'm like, what the, you know what comes next, right? And I'm like, I run downstairs. So I run downstairs. I didn't see anything wrong with my car because I didn't have sunglasses on. So I come down later on, and I see the guy took a piece of paint over, like, by the backlight over, and I was like, so upset, because I was just like, oh, I can't believe this. Like, hello. Like, he just hit me and he just kept going like nothing. And he lived here. So I reported him and everything, but it was just frustrating. And then I realized, I was talking to one of my other light worker friends, and I was like, you know, and she's like, you know, we're being tested at this time, right? To see if we're in our heart space, whether or not we're just going to be like, oh, I can't believe that happened. And, you know, it's just let it go. It's material. It's material. It's going to manifest again. You know, it'll come back to us like tenfold. Whatever you lost is going to come back to you. And the card I got for you was, so I was told my deck of dragons was in the other room, and they told me to go get it from my bedroom and get it to read, to pull a card for you. And the one that fell out is divine love. So I'm going to give you this card. It says it's the lilac fire dragon, and she transmutes through the power of divine love. So transmuting, you know, what happened with that situation with divine love. And it says, open up to transcendent love and enlightenment. Purity of heart brings peace, hope, and joy. So these dragons that you just received are fifth dimensional. However, they can reach up to the ninth dimension to access awesome lilac fire of source, which is a new energy recently graced to earth. This carries transcendent love as well as enlightenment. When these dragons pour their lilac fire over and through us, we are bathed in divine feminine light, which has the power to dissolve all lower energies in pure love and bring us peace, hope, and joy. It also bathes us in the higher divine feminine qualities of wisdom, agape, and oneness. Having this energy in our aura may even allow us to experience bliss and ecstasy. So when you get this card in a reading, a lilac fire dragon will touch you with incredible ninth dimensional light. So call it in and ask it to touch you. As it approaches you, breathe in divine love and sense the lilac fire enveloping you. This will enable you to let go of the old easily, calmly and graciously. Notice particularly how you feel when this dragon touches you and sense the purity of the love that irradiates. Ask the dragon to remain with you to anchor the glorious light of the lilac fire and take you into a new and illumined way of being. When you do this, the love radiating from your heart will become purer and more beautiful. People will sense this and respond with trust, respect, and gratitude. Consciously work with this beautiful dragon and notice the difference it makes in your life and the quality of love around you. So I'm going to ask you to connect to the lilac fire dragon. So just call her in and work with her, and she's going to transmute anything and just bring in the power of divine love, because, you know, I feel like that's the first word I heard was love, because sometimes we want to pay back or we want to get back at the person, but it's really not even worth it, you know. I feel like sending that situation love, and, you know, everyone gets what they reap, right? We reap what we sow. So if you do bad to someone, it just comes right back. And not wishing bad on anyone, because I never do that at all. Like, I was, like, upset at the person that did that to me, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe he was having a bad day, and maybe he didn't realize he hit my car, you know.
Right.
I'm being nice about it, but literally, I saw my car move, and I was like, oh, he just hit my car.
That happened to me like 2 weeks ago with someone, and I let it go too, the exact same thing, and
yeah.
I let it go.
Yeah, it's so funny because I went to my office here, the complex office, and I was like, this, I was, you know, of course I wasn't happy, and I was like, I need him accountable. I said, and she's like, well, we've never had that before. I'm like, happen. And I'm like, well, what are you guys going to do? She's like, well, take pictures of the damage and I'll, you know, I'll handle it from there. I'm like, okay, what is he going to do? Pay for my bumper to get repainted? I mean, he ruined it. So, you know, yeah. So again, you know, it's just like letting it go. Like I let it like upset me for like 20 minutes. And then once I called my friend, she was like, you know, we're being tested right now. And this is a test from the higher consciousness to see if you're going to stay in the state of love, because it's all about love, right? That's all I learned about the past 3 weeks with Shivananda. And it's just staying in that state of love. We're in the heart space where we're sending love. Even though we want to send something else, we can't, because we need to stay in that vibration, that higher vibration, so that other people could feel the ripple effect from you. So you bringing in this lilac fire dragon is only going to help you trickle that to other people that were affected by this person, and also people around you, your loved ones, your friends, your family, you know. So I really feel that's necessary. And then the other card I picked for you was the I am affirmation is I am connected. I have more in common with others than I realize. I seek commonality with other people rather than focusing on outward differences. I am connected. So those are your two cards, and I hope that's helped Elizabeth, because they actually had me go to the other room and get this card for you. So.
Aww, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's great.
Right.
So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for calling, and give us a call back and let us know you've transmuted. You're going to transmute all this, and it's not going to affect you. So don't forget to write down Lilac Fire Dragon. That's who you're calling in.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Take care.
Awesome, ladies. We're doing so great. Wow. It's amazing. I forgot to open
and
up the chat.
In sync. So in sync here.
Yes.
I love that too.
Yes. It's so funny because with Elizabeth, I got the same thing that you guys got, and I also got like, you know, just forgiveness. You know, it's just staying in the vibration of love, headspace.
Yeah.
You know, even me.
That is amazing.
I had to do that too today. I was really frustrated. But,
and
you know,
so
staying
hard
in the heart space and knowing that, you know, everything is going to be okay. And it's just material things. It's not as important as you yourself, you know, like nothing happened to me, you know, so I'm good. You know, and the same thing with Elizabeth. You know, just knowing that, you know, it's okay. It's energy, right? Money is energy. So she lost it, but she didn't get it tenfold. I feel that good karma is coming to her, and she'll get that kitty cat, another kitty cat that was really meant to be with.
Exactly.
You know, because we know that, right? Animals pick us. So maybe that kitty was her as well. You know, it wasn't meant to be with her. So I'll leave it with that. And then we have some other calls. So we'll go to our next caller. And it's area code 904. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I wanted to know, where do you see my current job going, please?
Okay.
Hi, Tracy. Ooh,
hi.
I see it's Jan. I see a very white goat And it's just a beautiful, and it's just beautiful, but it's like really white, kind of unusual. And I've sort of never seen anything like that. So let's see, 153. Just want to see what they say.
Okay.
What they describe with that. Because goat is a powerful animal. Be very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over the logical mind even. Stop butting your head against the wall, trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Ask for the support you need, in spite of any fear, being vulnerable. Keep moving forward, step by step, whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacle, and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. It's critical that you spend time outdoors and immerse yourself in nature. let's see. And you're very industrious. Have a very strong work ethic. If you set out on a goal, you show great determination. And you're very serious, focused, and willing to take on tasks that others are intimidated by. You're quite able to ride the natural fluctuations and cycles of life, moving through the peaks and valleys. You maintain a constant sense of the divine. So you have a very stable animal there with you while you're at your job. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And do you feel like there's a bit of insecurity with this job? Are you feeling kind of insecure with it? Is what I'm.
No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, but you're not. I'm just getting that you're going to ride it through. Whatever is going on. Are you getting pushed out of something in any way? There's something. I feel like you're getting pushed. I'm getting the word pushed is what I'm hearing a lot. On like it's pushing you in some ways. Maybe to change your attitude about it or pushing in another direction. But I'm still feeling a sense of stability though with the job.
Well, I guess so, because I'm just.
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints, but I'm
okay.
Just, you know.
Wondering how it's going.
Yeah, or, you know, the longevity and stuff.
Well, I feel like I'm hearing stability, but I'm also hearing getting pushed. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, maybe being pushed to another area of the job.
Probably.
Or pushing. Yeah, because they're saying pushing her out into something else is what I'm getting. But the job is stable still. So
yeah.
That may be something really good coming your way. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's mainly what I'm feeling. I think hang in there for a while longer is what I'm getting. Hang in there. And
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel. I feel stability here with you for this.
Okay.
But I think there may be, you know, in the future there may be, it may change. You know, there may be changes. You may be pushed into something
right.
else that you may, it may get better or, you know, there may be a change. So I think that'll be nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. I think I'll just leave it at that and
I want to hear about it. Please give us a call back later.
Sure. Certainly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Good. You're welcome.
Hi, Tracy. This is Peg. And the card that I got was You Are Magic, and this is from the Sacred Creators deck. So manifestation, innate skill, the power to bring your dreams to life, optimism, creativity, and magic, wisdom and resourcefulness, a time to practice what you preach. Your magic. You are stardust in human form, and you can bring your dreams to life. From your ability to envision your future to your ability to bring it to fruition, thorough intention and intentional action, you can co-create the fabric of your reality by intermingling thought, will, desire, and doing. It's time to use your hands as a conduit for your energetic ideas and thought forms, and collaborate with the divine universe as you actively change the world around you. Create, make connections, write intentions, heal. Know that great strides and incredible progress are likely at this time, that you already have everything you need to make this dream come alive. If you're feeling blocked, you may be scattering your resources instead of focusing on a specific goal. So it's almost like, I mean, from the way you're talking about your job, I feel like you might be a little bit bored with it.
Oh, trust me, nothing bored there. you have downtime, but no time to be bored, really.
Okay, all right. So I feel like, you know, so maybe it's what you need right now, you know, but I feel like maybe the universe is letting you know that if you want to make changes to what you're doing now at any point, that, you know, that's something that you can make happen, and to not be afraid. So if there's some type of other opportunity that comes along, you know, to maybe consider it if you want to, you know, I feel like they're saying it's really up to mm-hmm. you what you do, because you just sound like the job is pretty stable, keeps you busy. And maybe that's where you need to be right now. And things change, you know, so there may be new interests that come along, meeting new people with new opportunities. So I feel like they're saying it's truly up to you, but also to be not afraid to make changes in the future if that's what you'd like for yourself. So I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tracy. It's Mary.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I got two cards full out for you from the postcards from Spirit. And the message is, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunities that open but close quickly when you don't want to take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here in Spirit is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so much. And in the back of the card, there's a key and a door, and it says unlock your magic. So you have some magic there, Tracy, that you need to unlock. And then this other card has to do with magic, too. So listen to this. It says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting for you? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And in the back of the card, there's an angel, and it says, celebrate life. So, Tracy, all this is telling me is that if there's something that you want to create, or if you have some dreams that you've been or desires, it may be spirit helping you move in a different direction. And maybe that's why you were asking if the job was okay. So, you know, there's always questions when we're working, you know, and spirit leads us in different ways. You know, sometimes it's through dreams, sometimes it's through synchronicity, sometimes it's through just, you know, seeing the same thing over and over again in our, like, Instagram feed or Facebook feed. It's like, okay, I gotcha. Like, for me, it was just like, trans healing. It was just like, you know, I kept seeing something about trans healing, channeling, and it was just because that was my calling. I needed to do that, and now I'm doing it. So, you know, it's just following that little nudge your angels and your guides and spirit is giving you. So I hope that helps, Tracy, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, it did.
You're so welcome. Have a great evening, and make sure you give us a call.
Sure, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that is awesome.
That was really cool, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful messages.
I love all the synchronicities, you know, with us. You know, we actually have a pretty similar message. So, yeah.
I know. Neat to hear that. So neat.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. So I'm going to pick up, let's see. So, all right, I'm going to pick up this caller. Area code 203, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Is that me that you're picking up?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Is there only one area code 203?
Yes, there was another one earlier, but they hung up. They couldn't hang on.
Oh, so okay. So this is me. You want me, right? Okay. My name is James. Hello, everybody. Hello, angels.
Hello.
I've been on your show before, on and off here and there. You guys are very intuitive, and that's what brings me back. I do have a question that I'm very hesitant to ask, but I guess I'm mature enough to handle what you guys have for me, so I'm going to go ahead and do it because I've been thinking about doing it and I've been not doing it. So I think, you know, enough is enough and let's just go ahead and talk about it. So I'm in a relationship right now that I really like. I made a mistake in the early part of it, and I'm hoping that we get by that and we get into this relationship and it's going really well right now. My question is, will it keep going this well? Uh-oh,
okay,
nobody wants to say anything. That's not good.
No, I'm just
listen,
trying
I'll
to
go away
see
if you
what...
want me to go away.
No, not at all. I'm just trying to see the animal because I'm getting a heart first without the animal.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting a heart. I'm getting many hearts. Like, they're like hearts that are like, it's so neat to see. They're like, what do you call it, overlapping tons and tons and tons of them. There's a lot of love here between you and this person. I mean, I feel there is love here. Really, I really do. And I'm getting, God, there's now, and the animal is inside of the heart. And I was getting several animals. One was a lion. And I'm just trying to see more of what else is coming through here. There's a kitty cat too. I'm just getting, you're getting the cat tribe. And let's see.
I like the cat tribe. I mean, that says a lot. It's an aggressive but beautiful animal.
Well, yeah.
That might be my partner. That might be describing my partner.
Okay. All right. So why don't I just go ahead, since that's what I'm seeing, is a lion and a cat. I was wondering if I was going to see a wolf, but I didn't see the wolf yet. So it doesn't matter because, you know, the animals come through on what on the message, too, of what they're, you know, they're trying to give you a message for specific timing. And so the timing of what you're going through right now is the lion and the cat. That's who needs to be there at this time. And let me see what the lion says real quickly before the little kitty cat. Hold your head up high and keep your dignity, no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront this uncomfortable situation. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. You have a strong presence and dignified manner such that people will always notice when you walk into the room. You have a great deal of compassion for others. You're a natural leader and have great organizational skills. And you're best when you function as part of a group. And you like to stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. I love the lion. Lion is such an incredible animal.
Wow.
Let's just go to the cat. Do you relate to that so far?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, when you first started talking about not jumping into something and let your heart follow your heart.
Your heart.
Exactly summarizes this relationship months ago, and
aww,
that's moving a little bit now. So, yeah, you're
oh, neat.
You're really really exciting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Thanks. Okay, so the cat here says, this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful, easy movements, enjoying touch and physical intimacy. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance as it most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. This is a period of magic and mystery, so pay close attention to the signs and omens they will guide you. Whatever you've released, like a relationship or material goods or self-defeating habits will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you, presently. Yeah, so, and it says you're independent, sometimes to the point of doing exactly the opposite of what others expect you to do. Your most creative work is done at night. You move very gracefully, naturally, and mysteriously, and you and sometimes you work too hard. So it's they say it's time to play.
Wow.
So I just love both of them, both of the animals. Does that does that relate to you too, or to the other
you've
person?
You've got about 95% of that correct. I mean, it's almost like you guys, you know me. It's really amazing. I don't know how you do that, but you know, it reflects a lot about me. And to hear it from somebody that I don't really even know, it gives me some sense of confidence and a good foundation as well. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Wow.
And thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad it is.
You're Jan. You're Jan, correct?
Resonates. Yeah, I'm Jan. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hi, James.
And then Peg will be curious. She is.
Hi, Peg.
Hi. And I got two cards for you. The first card is Up from the Depths, Releasing Difficulty. So this is more about you know, releasing the difficult things that happened maybe in the past, you know, and moving on to better things. And it sounds like in many ways you're doing that, and that's wonderful. And you know, you're taking things slowly too, and you know, and that's probably good for you also, because it's almost like you don't want to make the same error as in the past. So you're
right.
Really thinking about
right.
how you
exactly
want the relationship to be.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. And so the affirmation for this is, I determine the direction of my life, and I have the power to resolve any problem and live in my true strength and joy. And I feel like in so many ways that's happening for you now. And then the second card is mindfulness, peaceful presence, quiet mind. And that's all about going to the peaceful place, you know, a quiet space where nothing is troubling or worrisome. And it's where your personal self connects with the truth and awareness of your soul. And they're saying that there's nothing to solve, nothing to predict, nothing to think about. In fact, to attain this peaceful presence, thoughts are not required. The practice of mindfulness calls for you to let go of thinking and striving, but to choose to be peacefully present without judgment or analysis. And they're talking about how your soul is a truly powerful cosmic energy, perhaps the greatest power you possess. And when you release your personal striving and worry, you automatically move into vibrant, receptive state of trust and peace. And this card is telling you now is the time, the only time to choose peace. Let go of judgment, worry, and the need for control. Then take deep breaths and choose to live in your trusting heart, the pervasive peace will bring profound happiness and radiate an absolutely an irresistible vibration. And the affirmation for this is I quiet my mind, let go of all concerns, breathe deeply. I live in the tranquil space of eternal trust and surrender. So it's almost, you know, surrendering the outcome, but it's also enjoying the time that you're having. And, you know, just enjoying the time and being yourself. And
awesome.
And just going within, you know, to really understand what it is that you want for you
if you told me that 3 or 4 months ago, I probably would have not understood or believed it. But now that I'm in this relationship at this point in time, I believe everything that you're saying. And that is a very positive way of looking at it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Mary's next.
Yeah. Hi, James. So I got this card for you. And thanks for that laugh early on with the 203 number. So it says, dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path right now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day. And then in back of the card, there's a beautiful angel with a trumpet, and it says, with love. So it's a postcard.
Wow.
From
Spirit.
Oh, wow.
That's,
so beautiful
that
message
beautiful.
For your question.
Well, thank
very
you
cool.
so much, you know. Now I do a lot of walking, so I find myself walking, and I'm looking up at the skies, and I always somehow find an angel up there because, you know, that's just what I'm, you know, I guess looking for. That's peaceful. That's nice. That's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I was afraid to ask the question, but you all put my mind at ease. I do appreciate it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
I will suggest this Angels Network to everybody. It's really, really peaceful.
It calms
people down, and I think a lot of people should be listening to this. This is great for the world. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. I'll place you on
hold.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, ladies, so we have 6 more minutes, and I think this is a new caller. So is it okay with you guys to pick up this last caller?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a beautiful last caller with James.
Yes,
wow.
It was.
That was beautiful.
It really was.
He's really nice. Really, really nice guy.
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. So let's see. Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us this evening?
You know, I'm just kind of wondering if I'm on my right path right now. I've been making some changes to really focus on myself and some career changes, and that's what I'm kind of curious about.
Okay. Well, first Jan comes on and she gives the spirit animal. I know you're a first-time caller, so that's how we work. And then there's only 2 other mediums tonight, so then we'll give you the message. So, Jan.
Okay.
Uh-huh, yes. Thanks, Mary. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And, thank you. So
Well, the first thing I'm seeing are all these trees. Are there any, do you have trees nearby or something? I'm just getting a lot of trees here.
You know, I have a lot of trees on property that I like to go. I have there's a lot of trees. So that could be pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And I see some red trees too. So let's see. The animal is, oh my gosh. Okay. That I see one of them and that's a sloth. A sloth. And, you know, that's the main animal that's coming through. I mean, I just, what can I do? I love sloths. They rarely show up. So it's really unusual when they do. And for some reason, I wasn't expecting to see a sloth. But it doesn't matter because they have a, you know, it's the message that they're trying to give you at the time. So let's see. Yeah, it's very clear. Sloth is right here. Whoops, I didn't mean to rhyme. Slow down your pace as you miss so much by running around frantically. It's healthier for you if you graze, eating small light snacks throughout the day rather than two or three larger meals. It's important for you to exercise every day, portion of which should be strengthening exercises to help keep you grounded and in your body. My goodness. Whatever you're dealing with right now, try viewing it from a different perspective, putting aside any preconceived beliefs or notions that there's only one way to look at the situation. You'll get where you want to go, but it's going to be slow and steady progress, one step at a time. Do all things you need in order to maintain a healthy immune system. So, wow, how interesting. I would never, you know, I didn't remember what sloth was. It says move
right.
at a much slower pace than others. But you get the job done. You give the impression to others that you're an easy mark, but appearances are deceiving. You're quite perceptive and very capable of defending yourself. There are times when you feel the challenges on the earth with various aspects of society, but you're very clairvoyant and also a visionary and have gifts that you have to hone in on and learn how to manage while you're staying grounded. So solitude is good for you also. And you feel threatened if someone's trying to take your independence away from you, but which makes for challenges sometimes in relationships, but mostly you're very, it says that you stay very grounded in general. So, yeah, wow, I love this.
Wow,
that is
amazing.
Do you resonate with that? And I love the clairvoyant stuff, all that stuff. Do you resonate with that?
You know, that's something I guess I've kind of wondered, but I've never really had anybody say anything to me. I sometimes feel that. As far as the racing around, something that I do a lot of, and I think it's a great reminder for me to slow things down and kind of just maybe trust the process.
Yeah.
And I've felt some things, I guess, where I thought maybe I would maybe be a little bit on with clairvoyance or just a few other things that I would like to hone in and learn more about. So I resonate with a lot of that. That's incredible.
Oh, interesting. Good, good. Okay, well, it always surprises me when the animals come through so clearly and I always think, wow, what does this animal have to say? But it does. They speak the truth for us, and I think you're in good hands with the sloth. I really do. And you probably do work too hard and need to slow down. And
you know,
watch your diet.
Yes, I'm doing right that. Yes, for sure. But slowing down is important. Wow.
All right, then.
Amazing.
Oh. Good. Well, thank you, and I'll hand you right over to Peg.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Hi, Jason. This is
Peg.
I have two cards for you.
Kiki.
You said that you were making changes. Were you thinking of like going into business on your own of some sort?
Yeah.
So I think these cards have a lot to do with that. I just wanted to ask that. But I think it could be even if you just switch a position, you know, with another company too. So cut the cords of doubt is the first one. Doubt can taint the most beautiful of circumstances or change a trajectory by keeping it unnaturally constrained. It can be an increased tether, and it may be getting in the way of something you have been thinking about doing. This card is a wonderful sign to take a risk on your brilliance. It assures a journey of success and freedom, and it whispers of pure potential when you embrace your true nature. Your desire, your essence, is like a phoenix rising from the constraints of its old form, or like an angel rising up in the heavens. When you let go of your anchors and are unbound by the gravity of fear, you will easily see which shackles, habits, or beliefs to be released first. What is weighing you down, Creator? Love. It's time to let go and release the sadness or anger, guilt or shame, and exhale in doubt and inhale love. Spread your wings and glide home, because the whole of the universe supports this radiant rising of your spectacular spirit. So this card shows a phoenix rising from the constraints in its old form, an angel rising up to the heavens, or like a fairy of some sort who is not bound by the gravity of doubt. What do you see? And when you get it, it's bird's eye view of your shackles and see exactly which areas of your life weigh you down, which cord needs to be cut first. The first card.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I think it's a good card for all of us right now.
Great card.
Yeah. So, and then the second one just kind of naturally goes into exactly what you need to do, I think, because it's called Bravely Market Your Magic. What biz or life project are you working on that you feel compelled to courageously cast out into the world? Spiritual misfits, philosopher poets, soulpreneurs, and creative catalysts, bravely market your magic. It is your gold, and as gold, it is fascinating and compelling, and people can't stop looking at it when it's shining from the heart. When you draw back the curtains and expose the true colors of your soul, it is blindly brilliant and beautiful. Make no mistake, someone out there is looking for what you are offering, and they will be thrilled to find you when you are honestly sharing your unique magic, unveiling your wonderful, and your quirky. It's normal for it to take a few years to find your way and to build your dream. So don't be hard on yourself. If normal happens, have patience and faith, even when it feels vulnerable. Share of yourself honestly and always put your soul into your message. Not sure how to share your magic, your unique essence and humanness is the right place to start. So then they go on to say, so many creators start their journey from a place of total passion and authenticity and then slowly move their brand or their vision of what's possible towards something they believe to be more of a sure shot. Are you playing it too safe when you put yourself out there? What is your magic? What have you been hiding? What is missing in the way you express yourself online or in person? So those are my messages, and I feel like they're both pretty good instructions for you to consider whatever it is that you're thinking about. Thank you for letting me share it with you.
Well, thank you for sharing that. It really resonates a lot with me as well. It's making me think about a lot of things of maybe where I was playing it safe and just other areas of maybe where I had doubt or that fear. So, thank you for sharing that with me.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Mary Sex. Thank you.
Hi, Jason. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. Beautiful readings, ladies. Wow. So in sync.
Yeah.
And, you know, like with the sloth, that's so funny. I know you probably were like, sloth, but it kind of resonated. It resonated totally. Okay, so I picked two cards, a postcard from Spirit, and then the dragon wanted to come out for you. So it's dearest you, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than as an exercise of the heart. You'll be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you ask from generosity, the bigger your heart grows and the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. Take it and trust you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. We love you so very much over here. And in the back, it's a beautiful angel with a Cupid's arrow, and it says, with love. So maybe that person, that offer is like a love offer for you, Jason. I'm just saying. And then... the next one was from the dragon. It's earth and air dragon, and it represents a perfect balance of heaven and earth. So it says, stay balanced and ground your visions and manifest your hopes and dreams. So it kind of says this fourth dimensional brown and blue earth and air dragon breathes life force, hope, and vitality into our hopes and dreams while enabling us to ground them. They bring us into balance and harmony so that our visions can manifest in physical reality. To do this, we first picture our castle in the air and then ground it. These glorious dragons help us with this process. So this card indicates in your reading that it is time to clarify your hopes and intentions. Ask the brown and blue earth and air dragons to illuminate your visions. Then ask them to help you take all the action necessary to bring those visions into physical reality. This will re-energize your life. These dragons also offer you assistance in rising above your challenges while remaining grounded in the beautiful vibration of Earth. They enable you to find the perfect balance so that your life can truly flow with grace and ease. So call on them now and ask them to help you understand the purpose of your life's lessons and see the highest good in all people and situations. As you see the lessons presented to you on your ascension pathway from a new perspective, your life will be filled with joy and purpose and happiness. Let the earth and air dragons breathe their force into each of your 12 chakras and bring you into balance and harmony. Relax as they do this, and you will have a new sense of calm and equilibrium as you walk your divine path. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
That is so beautiful. What a beautiful message. All your messages were beautiful, so I can't, like, pick one or the other. They are all so beautiful and so synchronistic and so magical. So.
Absolutely. Wow. It's so many things that have just kind of just resonated through me, and doubts and thoughts and encouragement just through all of those messages, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I appreciate all three of you sharing those with me. Just amazing taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so
Thank
glad you.
You
finally called.
Yes, me too.
You had to hear this now, Jason.
I did. It was
divine timing. It always happens at the right time, you know.
Absolutely.
And thank you for all the feedback. You and all our other callers have been giving us so many great feedback. You know, like, it's nice to give a reading, but it's nice to know that most of what we give, you know, resonates with you. So thank you, and thanks, James, as well, and any of the other callers that called today as well. So and they'll probably be listening on replay. So thank you so much, Jason,
yeah,
for calling. And make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes. You can call us weekly if you like,
okay.
Or, you know, whenever you're free. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, okay. Wow.
Thank you,
well,
more, Jason.
It was something I really needed to hear, and like Mary said, just really was just divine timing for that, and
yep.
I'm so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's really nice.
Yep.
Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Good night. Wow, awesome.
Wow,
what an amazing...
These callers.
Like,
yeah.
Right? It's like everything has been so magical tonight.
Definitely. And
definitely.
Like you said, Mary, I appreciate all their feedback. It's just like...
Yes.
Wow. It's just beautiful. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. It really helps us, right? Because it's...
Yeah,
it's
it does.
That... these readings resonate, even if they're asking the other question, like, you know, and you pull a card and it still resonates. It's great to hear that it resonates, you know?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't,
yeah.
It doesn't. It could be timing, right? The divine timing where
yeah.
It's not for now, it's for later too. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's nice to get that feedback. I totally agree. It's been magical tonight, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, too.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
You do
tonight.
Such a beautiful, beautiful job on running the show, and both you and Liz. And it's just, it's always such a pleasure to be here with
you
ladies. I just love it. I just love it so much.
I love you, too. I love you and Peg and Liz.
Thank you.
We're a team, you know? It's amazing.
We are.
I love the way you open the show, too. I was like, earlier when you weren't on, I was like, oh, Peg, what am I going to do? I have to open and pick up the cord. That's so beautiful. Like, you just say so many great things when you open the show, and it's just so beautiful.
Good.
Such a great opening.
Oh,
and
good.
I know a
Thank
lot
you.
Of
I'm glad.
Callers have said that. You know, a lot of my friends call, and they just love, like, everything, and the opening is just so beautifully.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I
appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
So have a good night,
everyone. We all give a good opening.
Yeah, everybody.
We'll be back.
We'll be back next week. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.